offense. I may not have to commit any offense. There is every possibility of committing offense. But all the relief, if I am engaged in the service of the highest, that is the capital. Otherwise we shall lose everything. If we sit there idle, we will be losers. Always make some income. So much expense there. So expenditure, the income must be more, then we can stand. And what is your way of income? Service. By service, I can thrive. Otherwise, if I stand there, I will be diminished without service. Here, as without exploration, man cannot stand, or anyone cannot stand in his position if he cannot know it. That's why they are the opposite, service. Plane of service, 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 vittana vitta vata parijaraka vitta, vittasya vitta jimam sarlokana, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Oh, you all above me. Chintamani, bhumi chintamani, it is posing as an earth or as ground, but it is conscious substance. The land I am entering to live and move, that is conscious. And conscious, I am coming from the Tatastha Loka, and he is ever conscious. Vrindavan Golok, that is ever consciousness. And I lost my consciousness, my own self-consciousness. I was somewhere, and I have got admission to come in that land, that is conscious plane. But only so less my connection with the higher consciousness. Santo Dasya Sakra Vatsalya Madhuru, Krishna Seva. That this is the solace, that everything we come across, they will help us, they will try their best to help me to Krishna consciousness, to Krishna service. Their services. They are not apathetic. Their contribution is also eternally to push me to serve. Push me, serve. Though superior in position, as the mother takes the child in his lap, the feet of the child is in the thigh or breast of the mother, but affectionate, does not take any offense there. So affection, so mercy, so love is such noble thing. Noble thing. Anyhow, we are related to Krishna, they all adore us. Oh, this new child has come for the service of Krishna. They will invite and welcome us very fervently. He has come. He has got this opportunity, this great fortune. So everyone will come to help him. Yes, do the service of the Lord and become embrace your fortune, have your fortune. In this way, all sympathetic. But we have to think that we have to Samahamsatamadbhakti dhavati parang. Parabhakti, shuddha bhakti, honorary devotion is of that characteristic. Full life, not vague, more clear life, but that is of that type. So surrender, self-abnegation, self-surrendering, the basis and the earnest desire to serve Krishna and His own. Krishna and His own were new recruit entering the land, and they all come to receive us, welcome us, because the service, the surrender, that is our capital. Saranagati, on the basis of Saranagati, the earnestness of service to Krishna, to be normal, to strive to become normal, to come out of the abnormality, brain disease, heart disease, hridrogam, āśvapahinuti atirinuhi. All suffering from heart disease. Heart wants to consume. Whatever it finds outside wants, just like a foolish, ignorant boy, what he finds he put into the mouth. His tendency is put into the mouth. This young child. Sometimes this an insect or anything, even in the stools, he takes it, put it into the mouth. The mad or consumption, exploitation, this hopeless condition that we are passing under. And we want to achieve, that is the greatest ambitious aspiration, and that is somewhat like this, the opposite. Above it, we must be careful. Bhukti mukti spriha javat pishachi hidi vattate. Those that have got a little touch of the magnanimity of that higher side, they look this world pishachi. There is motherly affection, fatherly affection, friendly affection are here. They are pishachi. Pishachi. Witch or wizard wants to tempt us away from our own wealth. Pishachi paivajan moticham. Pishachi hidi vattati. So much adored and talked so highly the mukti, salvation, liberation, these big sounding words and revered by the so many scholars, mukti, salvation, liberation, emancipation, that is compared to a pishachi, a ghost, in another devotion, Rupa Goswami. Bhukti mukti spriha pishachi hidi vattate. That the filthy agents of the hell wants to entice us to take in that hellish plane. Pishachi hidi vattate. So positive and holy, noble, fulfilling, is the plane of devotion, honor and devotion. Especially the plane of love. Not the plane of duty. Not the plane of duty or resourcefulness as in Vaikuntha. But the plane of love and beauty. That is so fascinating, so fulfilling in its character, that bhukti mukti spriha pishachi. And when we are in other state, that is we are suffering from heart disease, hridrogam, āśvapahinuti atirinuhi. If we can come in contact with real discourse of divine character of the Supreme Lord, then we are relieved from these evil ghosts who are the recruiters or representatives of these two planes of complete retirement or married engagement of a neuter. Shuddha bhakti. So the Yashoda who is weeping Krishna outwardly, but at heart, what degree of intensity she bears affection for the child? So that is serving Vatsalya Ras Tarun Bhatsam, chastising the boy. But it is found that that is affection, that is service. And Krishna likes it. Very palatable to him, this sort of chastising and punishing, that is a form of service. So it is of prakita, prakita, but similar to this mountain, most selfish area, but just the opposite head, that is service. Parental filial service, love, service. Without that, it cannot possible to come in contact with Krishna. All serviceful attitude, but formed in different way. Parents, they are higher servants than the friendly servants. Friends are also playing with Krishna sometimes, climbing over his shoulder, sometimes climbing him on their shoulder, and this way. But they are servants, sweet servants. Than ordinary servants, they are more sweet servants. Parents, also servants. And not to speak of consorthood, the whole self-giving, we cannot conceive of that higher plane. We should be thought so pure, so subtle, touchy. We should not venture to enter into that domain of the most confidential service. From Parashakhaya Rasastu Rasastu, Namastu Namastu, Dasyaya Rasastu Rasastu. Always we shall keep in our mind, whenever we shall try to go to hear about the Madhura Rasa service, this shloka, this mantra will protect us, Das Goswami. The old tendency always greed to the service, to the feet. But Krishna's will must have the supreme position. In whatever way he likes, he will accept. And that will be, it will come direct from that direction. And not any sort of inclination, slightest, for that highest peak of divinity, inconceivable. Krishna, Krishna. We are only concerned in concrete that what is service, what is renunciation, what is exploitation of different degrees. To come to be a child of the proper side, that is the difficult thing. Then there is gradation. We must aspire after that. But our attention always be towards the plane where I am taking my stand. Where from I am talking, where from I am writing, where from I am judging. Always, is it a phantasmagoria, wish, imagination? Or it is concrete, it is more real than we feel, see, hear in this world. Am I going to be a loser or gainer? I must feel the pain under my foot. Where am I? The plane of devotion must be my home. A homely experience I must have there. As in home we are well acquainted with many things in home. So we have to make home what I am going to enter, to accept, get my admission, to stay comfortably, to have my life of prospect. Is that real? Or I am a visionary, suffering from imagination. That always must be verified. But what is devotion? What is devotion? Can I live there really for a long time, forever? Or it is a passion to me, a luxury to me for the time being? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell, every day before you leave the bed, you will strike 100 times with the broomstick on your head. Then you put your foot on the earth. What have I done in my last day, night? How far I could make progress in the real line? I have lost my time and energy. I am losing my time and energy. I am worthless. So put broomstick on your head. Oh Lord, save me. Today I may make some real progress. You please bless me. Gauri Hari, Gauri Hari. Gauri Hari. His recognition for the pure devotional level was so much when he wandered through Vrindavan and put a slap on his head. Oh, such holy, well-known place, Vrindavan, I came. But my Lord is so hard, I could not find a single Vaishnava. That is the estimation, high estimation about Vaishnava he had, our Guru Maharaj, in this materialistic, so-called scientific, civilized age. His hankering and his acquaintance with the plane of Vaishnava was so rare, so valuable. I could not find a single Vaishnava. My Lord is so hard. So as unfortunate am I. The single Vaishnava I could not find in the holy land of Vrindavan. What standard of devotional idea he used to foster with again? Another devotion. Neti, neti, neti. This is not, this. Tanno, tanno. This is not, this is not, this. Anyavidasidasannam kasmagyanajdanavatam. Anukulyena krishnanam shilanam bhakti duttam. Bhakti mukti spriha yavat vishasi siddhi vartati. Tavad bhakti sukham bodhi katham abhudai bhavit. So we have to test first with what things we are going to be engaged. Phantasmagoria. You can really render satisfaction to our finest understanding. Understanding and the innermost demand of our heart. Can we know what is the innermost demand or hankering of our heart? Is it collaborating with that? Or I am going to commit suicide? Knowing nothing, only huchuk huchuk ke ki bada. Could you hear something like rumor? Guided by some funny rumor and jumping for the time being. And then I will come back abusing them. The impertinence was my impotency and the improper judgment. I shall come as a reactionary. Oh, all these are false. I have used all a great portion of my energy. I have seen very closely. It is all false. Nothing. A reactionary, I shall come back. Gaushari. Brahma Bhuta. Prasannātmāno sochati nukāṁsati. Samasadvesu bhūteshu. Madhbhaktīn labhati parām. Brahma Bhuta. Identify yourself with the highest conception of this limit of this worldly experience. Worldly experience. The greatest boundary which contains everything, all worldly experience contained in a particular globe. Be introduced with you with that Brahma, all comprehending aspect of the existence, the bhag, the highest rich, Brahma Bhuta, Prashanta Atma. If you can attain that position, the last limit of this worldly exploitation, then Prashanta Atma, your mind will find some peace. Find some peace. Because it is relieved from the deceitful transaction of this world. And saved all the action. I am out of that action and reaction. That most troublesome life, action, reaction. I am out of that. Now I am in a peaceful area, not a prey to that action, reaction, a struggle. Brahma Buddha, Prasanta Atma. No sochati, no kankhati. He neither aspires after anything, anything, or if everything goes, he does not feel any loss. Above loss and gain over there. Now, try to make a fresh attempt. Outside this circumference of loss and gain, action, reaction. Brahma Bhuta Prasanta Atma. No sochati, no kankhati. Neither he wants anything, nor he mourns for loss of anything. No lamentation. Mad bhakti labhati param. Now you are in a position to seek after something. And that may be my domain, my devotion. Brahma Bhuta Prasanta no sochati no kankhati samasadvesu bhūteshu mad bhakti labhati param. You are in a position to negotiate for me. Finally, exclusively out of this loss and gain of your long experience of life. Then only you are eligible to be a student at the devotional school. Your eligibility may be admitted at that time. But in Ramananda Rai discourse, Mahaprabhu says, "Eho bajjhvage kahuar." This is also not within the presence, in the boundary line of Krishna. This is also, it is out of Maya. But that does not mean that it is the domain of Krishna. Eho bajjho, no contact with the positive thing. But you are escaped from the negative side. Eho bajjho. Then comes Gani Prayasamudamasya. It does not matter wherever you are, but you have got the connection through a real sadhu about Krishna. Puzzling. You may be in the exploiting area and in this lowest position sometimes, but if Krishna consciousness agent has come to connect with you graciously, then you are in safe position, reliable position, substantial position you have got. This is Shuddha Bhakti. Here we can, the positive connection has entered the negative side area and has posted his flag there in his heart. In the heart of his soul, he has posted the flag there. Then your fortune is sure. Nome bhakta panasvati. Nome bhakta panasvati. Uviji sudurācāru bhajati māmanandhava. Or māṅhi pārta bhapasritta jepishu pāpujo noya striyo vishya stathā suddha stripi jāntipara. Madhbhag no vinasvati. Uviji sudurācāru bhajati māmanandhava. Sādhu deva samantabva sammak bhavasito isha. Kripam bhavati dharmātmā sasat chanti nirachati kumti appanyāni nome bhakta panasvati. Independent of his external position, if the real positive anywhere comes to grace any man in any lowest position, his future is ensured. Oh hoy! Wherever he is posted, in the deepest position of Maya, does not matter. Maya cannot come to fight with Krishna. Only Maya can fight with us. Devi jesa gunamai maya duratraya. In the mame bhaje papadyanti maya metantaranti. Maya is afraid of me, but not of any jiva. So whenever my connection is anywhere, present anywhere, he may be reckoned as Shuddha Bhakta. Ahoy! This is a peculiar position. Peculiar position. So this sings the glory of the positive connection in the negative. That is descending method. And by ascending method we may go so high, but if we cannot connect with the positive, then we will have to go to come down again to the rest. Janyera bindakva vimukta manino tujyasta bhavada visuddha buddhaya arujya kisrena paramapadam tata patanta adho anavita jushanam. To make progress in the ascending method that is uncertain, But from the deepest, lower position, anyhow, by my previous Sukriti, I can come in connection with the positive agent of Krishna. I am safe. Though at that time I may not feel it, but those seers of the above, they say, oh, the connection has gone there. He is saved. He is saved now, forever. Krishna's grace won't come back. He is absolute. Wherever, in whatever position, his connection has have a touch, he is saved. Guaranteed. So, Dhani Prayasamita Pasya Namante Jivanti Swamikuritan. A slight test for that about Krishna through his genuine agent. Swamikuritan Bhavadiya Vartan. Externally, superficially, it is seen in this way. Whether he has got connection. He may be a man of the lowest order in the society of the present civilization. But if he got acquired some taste to attend the tidings of Krishna from the genuine mouth of the genuine source, he is saved. That is the peculiar view of Mahaprabhu. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. The taste reliable, intellect unreliable. Generally we see and we examine things by our intelligence, our judgment, faculty of judgment, but that is not reliable. But our unconscious taste is reliable. The normal thinking, they can they are satisfied if they find that our taste is for Krishna Katha. However, externally we hold our position. Jnani Prayasamita Pasya Namante Here the position of Krishna has been extended in some meager way. And that is unconquerable. Krishna's connection, unconquerable, unopposed, no opposition, unopposable. Unopposable Krishna connection. They are saved. They will find. But rising about that, taste for Krishna, one has risen up to the highest portion of the Brahma Paramatma, but they are not thought to be in holding safe position. So bhakti is of such a nature, such type, devotion, seva, service. Self-giving, self-giving of the higher type, not contract with the dacoits, that I am supplying this, you supply that, not that. Here also in the devotion, that is for nationality, for humanity, for scientific culture. So many sacrifice and devotion may be found here in this world, but all to be cancelled. All to be cancelled. That is, Chore Chore must have said, a contract between two thieves, or two decoys. Decoys. That is all partial and so reactionary. Only extended selfishness. Transaction between smaller selfishness and greater selfishness, but all extended selfishness I am working for the nation, I am working for the country, I am working for the culture. That is all part in the infinite, infinitesimal. The Krishna conception should be differentiated, would be understood, differentiating from all these. All these. Krishna conception. And also in the tradition, in Krishna's different position. This Narayana conception, Ramchandra conception, then that Dwarka conception for differentiation. And we are concerned by the grace of Mahaprabhu, only with Vrindavan consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Vrindavan Krishna consciousness. And if we are, our heart is captivated by that consciousness, we may think us fortunate. Fortunate and go on. Go on. All may not know how to explain his position that he is holding the supreme power. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. But now and then, acharyas, they come for the good of the people in general to show how, by their writings or by their preachings, to show how Krishna conception holds the supreme most position. Otherwise, all the devotees necessarily won't be able to explain that he holds the supreme most position. I like it. I like it. I cannot explain. I cannot explain. Only when that sort of capacity is given to a particular bhakti by the special will of Krishna, they comes to the acharya. That all the members of Vrindavan, they will necessarily be acharya. That should not be thought. That should not be thought. They may not care to do. They are going there deep. Deeply engaged in their service, does not know anything. They are ready to do evil. I think this is the best. I feel this. That is the guarantee. I do not know why I do this. I can't, I am not able to make you understand. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. To me it is seems to be best. I do this. Why I do this, I do not know. But sometimes we find such rush comes from them that the scholars become silent. As we find in Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra. When Krishna himself apparently charged them, people in general, they want me, they have affection for me, for their eternal bliss. Amitattaya Kalpati. And fortunately you have got some sort of affection towards me, so your future good is ensured. Krishna told. Bhavatinang Madhapanam Mayi Bhakti Ribhutanang Amitattaya Kalpati. Devotion towards me has been described in the Shastra. It is given out that they, by devotion towards me, they attain Amrutvam, eternal life, eternal happy life. So, when you have got some affection towards me, you are sure to get that benefit. But the gopis, they also gently get some reply. Superficially, it was to say, but the karmi, by their great yajna, sacrifice, spending heaps of money, they try to get out of this worldly painful life. And so many great gyanis and yogis, by their practices, they also may attain that eternal conception of life, as you say. But we are neither of them. Neither we are a jungle girl, has no culture, and no such understanding for that by sacrifice we shall invite you and we shall get some desired result, consequence. Not of that type, we have nothing of the kind. But thunder came from their heart, which Nahe Gopi Yogeshwara Padakum. What you say, we rather hate it. The achievement of the karmi and the yogi and to have a mere eternal life, we hate it. We have no aspiration. A slight aspiration, what you canvass before us to get. We are not of that type. Our inner demand is for something else. You know it fully well. So we want home life with you. Neither the yogis nor the karmis, that they want their own selfish demand or attainment. We want a permanent, intense family life with you. We discard them. So by their simple feeling and the practices, say they dismissed those higher achievements of the salvationist and the exploitationist with the help of Krishna. Our position is that. To Uddhava also, they expressed their inner feeling in such a way that Uddhava was perplexed, astounded, perplexed. What are they? The deep feeling, the property, the wealth they contained in their heart. What noble, how higher, Uddhava could appreciate that. So naturally sometimes they preach themselves. It is not regular preaching,